Kelka shows. You want to get in and then get out of the box. Form, breakage, form. I was in the fish shop, wondering why being experimental means not having a point. Why experimentation in form is sufficient unto itself, is it? But I needed a new way to say things. Sad, tired eye with its dulled violations, lyric with loss in its faculty den. Others were just throwing a veil over suffering. Glittery, interesting, I don't exist. All over town I marched around, ranting my Jeremiad, thinking, what good is form if it doesn't say anything? And by say, I meant wake somebody up. Even here at the shores of Lake Champlain, mothers were wrenching small arms out of sockets. Not just the mothers. What were the fathers doing, wrenching small arms out of bedside caches? How could I disappear into language when children were being called fuckers by their mothers, who were being called cunts by their boyfriends, who were being called dickheads behind their backs? It wasn't that I was a liberal Democrat, it was that bodies had been divested of their souls, like poems, trying to get in or out of the box. And the scallops said, nous l'idée que dans les choses. And I said, I'll have the captain's special with wedges instead of fries. And everywhere in the fish shop the argument raged, its baroque proportions, the conflict between harmony and invention. But then a brilliance. The movement of her gloved hands as she laid the haddock out one by one. The sheer transparency of her latexed fingers in and out of the lit display case as if they were, yes, fish. Laying haddock out in a plastic tub on a bed of ice, her lank brown hair pulled back from her face with a band. Yes, it was true she had to do this for the market, but there was such beauty in it. She was the idea called tenderness. She was a girl who stood under fluorescent lights making $6 an hour. And she looked up at me and held out a haddock with both her hands, saying it was the best of the morning's catch.